We're a group of nine, pretty much half from Skagway and half from Haines, so it's a little bifjordal group. It's a 264-mile trip, so to get 264 miles done in 21 days is actually quite a lot of work. Like, you have to cover some miles each and every day. Most rivers are rated between 1 to 6, which is basically considered unpassable or unraftable. You can sometimes still kayak a 6, but in the Grand Canyon, they have their own rating system, and it goes from a 1 to, I think, actually, they don't have a 10 on the river. 10 would be unraftable, but they have a 9, which is called lava. It's called Lava Falls, which is the most treacherous. Well, the first thing that happens is that, especially in such a dry environment, your skin begins to disintegrate, and there's a transitionary period to getting it to where it's ready to live outside. It's very interesting. And basically, you kind of try and get enough dirt and grime in all your skin. It toughens up, it gets a little leathery and everything like that. When we were at this place called Black Canyon, we ran into another group. And this was really magical. They were a very musical group. And so they invited us back into the canyon. And they had a little bluegrass band that played and sang. And with the acoustics of the canyon, it was absolutely magical. And then that night, they brought in 100 tea lights. And they placed them on all the different levels in the canyon. And it was truly one of the most magical nights. It was on the spring equinox. So we really got to celebrate the spring equinox in style. March 9th, there was getting to be inklings, like coronavirus had come to America, had come to the United States soil, and there was an inkling that there was going to be some trouble. But basically, when we left, everything was hopping along completely normal. So it was kind of closing in behind us. Like, we would get little snippets of news from some of the other rafters that had like a satellite phone or something like that. But we finally got to Lava Falls, and there was someone who was hiking there. And I kind of foolishly said, "So, how's it going?" And she was like, "Well, all international flights have been suspended. And so we're headed into lava." And I was absolutely gripped more from the whole idea of the world and what was coming of it, you know. And now we're going through Lava Falls, which is already an extremely stressful situation. And you've been building up to it for 17 days every day. Okay, this is when lava is. This is when, okay, we're going to be ready for lava. Okay, lava's coming, you know. And now here we are. We're at lava. We've already looked at it. So I think I was not my usual joyful, like, let's, you know, little paddler self. And Jen knew I had spoken to the through hiker. And so, I mean, Jen and Clint are just some really beautiful, really laid back people. So she's like, "Get your head in the game." And it's very unlike them to be upset about anything. And Clint's like, "Nikki, you're making me nervous, and you don't want to make your boatman nervous. You want them to feel confident when he's going through." So we and all our other boatmen got through it safely. It was quite a load to be like, these are the new safety regulations. This is what it's going to look like. We were considered to have been in quarantine for 14 days. We were all healthy. So we were considered safe. It was everybody else that they worried about. Got to Phoenix and went through an empty airport, absolutely, totally, and was able to fly directly to Anchorage. So I didn't go through Seattle at all. And then from Anchorage, I flew to Juneau, home to Haines. So I've been in quarantine for 9 days now. I'm so grateful to be back in Alaska and to be with my families.